The car opened with one click of the fob in his hand, and he held the door open for her. She took one last look around the dank London street before she climbed into the large back seat, joined moments later by her unknown rescuer. The sound of the door slamming drew her attention back to him.
"Thank you,"
she murmured, clutching the handbag still slung over her right shoulder. There was a moment when she remembered the box she'd been carrying, but it didn't seem to matter after everything she'd just witnessed. She shivered as the waves of shock rolled over her small frame, the freezing British rain adding to her misery. His body was still, appraising her in silence, and she gulped at the way he seemed. It was all suddenly so malevolent. One moment, he'd been the hero, and now? Now who was he? This was stupid. She'd been stupid. She'd allowed his actions to cloud her judgment, and she'd climbed willingly into a stranger's car. What had she been thinking? "Thanks for your help back there," she said, forcing a feigned cheeriness into her voice. "I have to be going, though. I..." She never concluded that sentence. His right arm moved faster than she'd imagined possible, and one of his large fingers pressed against her open lips. "Shh!" It was an order, his deep British timbre vibrating through the air around her. "What?" She blinked at him, her lips stretching around the digit at her face. "I told you to be quiet." His voice was stern, and something about the sound of it made her breath catch. She had that sinking feeling in the pit of her stomach, a sense of dread which filled up the air around her like a stench. Her eyes scanned the darkness, looking for a door handle. There had to be a way out.
"I wouldn't do that if I were you."
The sound of his voice made her body freeze, apart from her heart which was pounding out of control.
"The doors are locked from the fob in my pocket."
He sounded amused at the revelation, and a flicker of indignation stirred in her, fighting for air amongst the expanse of fear.
"Things are going to go a lot better for you if you behave, Molly."
That drew her attention in an instant.
Molly? How did this son of a bitch know her name? "Who are you?"
She sounded hoarse as she asked him. The fear rising into her throat was impossible to swallow back. His lips curled beneath the black balaclava covering his face as he replied,
"You don't recognize me, then?"
He lowered his hand from her face, resting it lightly against his right knee. Molly tensed. Even amongst the panic furling inside her, that seemed an odd response.
"Do I know you?"
she asked, tilting her head to try and look at the man. He was tall, yes, and strong. But the problem was the inside of the car was black, and all of his clothes were black. It was damn near impossible to see him at all. In one fell swoop, the hand at his knee rose to his face, pulling the ski mask up and over his head. It took a few seconds for the face smiling back at her to register. And then, when the realization hit her, she was even more confused.
"It's you," she gasped, "from the signing. Connor, wasn't it?"
His handsome face beamed back at her.
"She remembers me," he mused. "I'm touched."
Molly stared at him, trying to read his expression, now that she had the benefit of it.
"So, what is this, Connor?"
She heard the tremble in her voice as she asked, and she flinched at it. She despised how vulnerable she felt, and she deeply resented that this stranger had the ability to make her feel this way. He glowered at her, the intensity in his gaze making her restless. Connor Riley was either the hottest guy she'd ever met, or he was the scariest. Worse still was the possibility that he might just be both.
"This, Molly," he began, moving toward her a fraction, "is the beginning of your new story."